Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia's Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 14 says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. And the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Messiah, or Christ the Lord.'" You know, your faith matters to God too. The shepherds were men of faith, and probably had more faith than some of the religious leaders of their day. They believed in a Messiah. All of God's chosen people believed in a Messiah. And when things got especially hard during times of enslavement or exile, I think they would think about the Messiah and the promise that God would someday bring a Messiah. They prayed over and over again, "Let the Messiah come, let him come today." They prayed for hundreds of years, and they must have wondered, is our faith worth anything? Does God hear our prayers? Does God want to keep his promises? Will the Messiah ever come? There must have been many who quit praying or quit having faith. But when the announcement came to the shepherds, God is saying, "Your faith matters. It's not in vain. I am a God who hears and keeps his promises." Now the Messiah has come. He has kept his promise. Their faith went on to affect many people, the shepherds. Their faith was contagious. They spread the word concerning what they had seen and heard, and that was their testimony. Our lives, our faith affects others. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. Has your faith wavered? Are you wondering, is it still worth it all? Does he hear your prayers? Are his promises something you can hold on to? The answer is emphatically yes.